This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right. Number one, bridge collapses, crumbling infrastructure, the fact that the subways don't work. Number two, mass shootings. Number three, that we will never know the arc of how the Star Wars movies were supposed to go because Carrie Fisher died, and therefore what I suspect was supposed to be the final installment that would be revelatory about Princess Leia and her relationship to Kylo Ren will never get written. Number four, the failure of the news media to connect policy to the issues we hear about on the news every day. Number five, stagnation, passivity, and hopelessness. Number six, never again knowing if elections are free and fair. We hear increasingly about voter suppression, lack of enfranchisement for big chunks of the United States population was something that this country was built on. They built it on the lack of enfranchisement for African Americans, who they also didn't even consider fully human in our founding documents. A few years ago, the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act, which was something that was sort of hundreds of years in the making, and it's just a constant, unceasing battle. One of the things that plagues me is that we don't have centuries to work with here. Number seven, the world burning. I just imagine a world that's nothing like the one that we live in now, a world that's become unrecognizable to us. It's hard for me to imagine that there would be no... it's very hard for me to talk about, actually. Like, the things I fear personally, you know, in a kind of intimate way, are so often about the people to whom I'm close, and it's hard for me to talk. I'm not inclined to talk publicly about the kinds of fears. I mean, each and every one of these is a mass fear, but also, obviously, a personal fear. Number eight, the Supreme Court. Number nine, losing the midterms. Number 10, winning the midterms. One of the things I keep wanting to say to people is, like, no matter what happens during the midterms, there are all these modes of mass resistance, and to give up on those would be to ensure that xenophobic, racist, transphobic, homophobic, sexist, right-wing, white, capitalist, patriarchal power will win deep into the future. But that means the only thing we have to do is participate even harder, because it's really, really hard to fight and invest and care and really look straight at what's at stake. The faith that, you know, we can fix things with an election is part of what got us into this mess, with the belief that because we elected Barack Obama president, everything was okay. This is great. Thanks so much for inviting me. I think I'm fully depressed. My name is Rebecca Traister, and these are 10 Things That Scare Me.
10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. But wait, don't go yet. One more quick note. If you're enjoying this show as much as I am, do me a favor. Go to your podcast app right now, rate the show, and write a review. It only takes a minute, and it makes a huge difference. Reviews get new podcasts noticed. And the more people who hear this show, the more episodes our bosses will let us make, which means more of the show you love, and maybe we'll finally convince the Pope to tell us the 10 things that scare him. So go ahead, write that review. There's nothing to be scared of. You know what scares me? Smelly sponges. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.